Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen.
Amen.
It's been quite a week. Things that I wanted to do, I couldn't do. And then all kinds of things happen that I had not expected and demanded a lot of time and attention. So it was quite a week. We've all had days and weeks when we can't get over what happened. And I feel that with Jesus today, believing that he had many a day, many a week, when he said, "What is going on?" And we heard that in today's gospel. So the religious leaders challenge him about taxes, paying up. And yet they began it with some compliments. They began this gospel with compliments, and then they zeroed in. Speaking of taxes, every year I do not pay my taxes on April 15th because it's either before or after Easter, and I always wait until October 15th. So today, my taxes were due, and I got them done on Monday of this week, so I'm way ahead of myself. But speaking of taxes, that is how our country began. The Stamp Act of 1765 and the Boston Tea Party of 1773 led us to war, and the cry was, taxation without representation, and we went to war. We were a fledgling country, not even a country yet, but taxation without representation was what prompted us to go to war. So you can imagine in the era of Jesus, the ferment in the people. They were being taxed by Rome. They were an occupied country. And they were supposed to pay their taxes a certain way. They were supposed to use a certain coin, a coin that had the head of Caesar on it. And the Romans regarded that head as the divine Caesar. Well, that was against the commandments. So when they put Jesus to the test with this question, they were really waiting for an answer. What kind of answer was Jesus going to give when Jesus was a part of the occupation? And Jesus said, "Give to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." It sounds simple, but in that time it was not. And that leads me to our time. How do we make our decisions? And one of the basic ways that we really need is to recognize that decision-making needs to be based on understanding what the issues are, what our questions are, and what our values are. So to make a moral decision or any kind of decision, or to aim for a goal, do you take the time to first identify your question or your goal? Do you gather information and not just react? Do you gather information so you can weigh your options? Do you consider the consequences for each option? So you have your decision. What are the consequences to all these options that might be before you? And to make a decision, you need to make it based on your values, how you can live it out. There's all kinds of values that we can make the essence of who we are. Values such as freedom, equality, kindness, patience, inner peace. Do you value humility and self-control? Do you have faith in God? Are you forgiving? Is the value that you have as a goal good health? Is it wealth? Do you want a close and supportive family? Do friendships mean everything to you? So is your value based on loving, being open and a genuine person? Do you value happiness? And how do you foster the value of being a mature person? And do you respect other people? Now, values need to be based on that they are freely chosen. No one has put on you that you need to be honest. You need to choose the truth. You need to choose to be honest. And you know the consequences of your choice to have that value in your life that you choose to cherish and publicly live out as a pattern. A value is not a one-shot deal. It is a part of who you are. And it's meant to enhance the essence of who you are. So in a moral decision, you know the question or the goal. You know the consequences based on all these options that you see. But you make your decisions based on your values. And once you make a decision, you need to act it out. And then it would be really a mature decision to reevaluate what you've just decided. So today we hear of the question asked of Jesus and his response. How do you make your decisions? Are they based on Christian values? How do you live them out? In this gospel, Jesus said, "Give me a coin." And on that coin was the head of Caesar. Once in a while, even at the beginning of a football game, a coin is asked for, it's tossed in the air, and that's how the decision is made for which side goes first. And sometimes we toss a coin in the air, oh well, and we'll see which way we will go. So we can make decisions and just toss a coin, or we can base a decision on a Christian value. This is a holding cross. What are you going to hold? The values of the world or the values of being a Christian? The values within Jesus were acknowledged in the beginning of this gospel. He was sincere. He based his way of teaching on the truth. They recognized he did not show deference to anyone or partiality. How do we live out our lives? The takeaways in any gospel need to not be forgotten after Sunday. So today, how do you make your choices? How do you treat others? And what is the essence of who you are? Can someone say, "Gosh, that person is so sincere. I can tell they want to speak the truth, and they don't show deference to anyone. So may God fill us this day with wisdom to trust who we are, that within us is the living value of God's love for us, and do we grow from there? So please, take your time with any decision. Don't react. Take some steps and know you and know who you are based on your values. Amen.